Your future is in your heart. It's not in somebody's hand. They don't have your future. They don't have your future. Government don't have my future. My future is in my heart.
Nobody can keep you from your destiny but you. On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland and his special guest, Bill Winston, as they continue this week's teaching, The Power of Confession. Learn how your words can reshape your future.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and welcome to the best year you ever had in your life. Everything is going to be all right. Glory to God. Join me today in welcoming Bill Winston to this broadcast. Praise God.
Good to be here.
Man, I'm telling you what.
We're getting into something.
and you know, Bill, it's like all training. I mean, you came out of the military. Mm-hmm. I spent time in the military. Yes, you start out on just the most simplest thing you ever heard of in your life. You just have to change clothes.
That's right.
Then they're going to cut your hair.
That's right.
And they start there. But boy, that ain't the end of it. I mean, one step at a time, they're going to change your way of thinking. They're going to change your way of talking. They're going to change your way of looking. They're going to change your purpose in life, brother. And by the time, and then you go from basic, and then you go to advanced, and then you go from that into combat training, and you go from that, and then and you don't ever quit. You just keep going, keep going.
Don't you? Mm-hmm.
And that's the process that the Word of God takes. Mm. And we're up to that place, man, where God is demanding more from us so that He can put more in us, so that more can come out and bring more to us. Praise God. Glory be to Jesus.
Amen.
this is so good. Young sat in on this too, if you'd like. But Bill and I, we've already gotten over into a place where it looked like the table ain't gonna hold us here. Praise God. All right, Mr. Bill. We're going back to Matthew 12.
Let's go back to Matthew 12 again, and let's start down here again with verse 35. He says, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things.
Brings forth. So there's something there that hadn't come forth.
Well, that's why I tell people, I said, your future is in your heart.
Has to be, man.
That's where it is. And you bring it forth.
Whether you know it
or not.
You can't change that, can you?
It's a principle of the kingdom, the way we are designed to operate. This is it.
Wow.
And so we can bring forth good things, or we can bring forth what he calls evil things.
Well, yeah, because the next part of that is talking about the evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things.
And if you want to say treasure, you could say deposit of the heart, because somehow it's got to be deposited in there. Whatever's deposited in there is what eventually will come.
You know what the scripture just jumped into my thing? When Peter wrote, the babies in Christ desire the sincere milk of the word. That you may grow thereby. You can't grow on milk unless you drink it.
That's exactly right.
You've got to put it in there.
Mm-hmm. So this plan of God needs to come into the heart so that it can come out of your speaking, in your speaking, your mouth, so that it would manifest in your life. And if that combination of things be there, there is nothing that can stop you.
Is Jesus referring to, or is this what he said when he said, don't seek after what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to put on? Mm-hmm. He said that's what the world seeks after.
Exactly.
He said, you seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you. Well, that's the way they come, isn't
it? That's exactly the way they come.
Wow.
Right out of your heart.
God.
So that's why nobody can stop you from you, but you, because your future is in your heart. It's not in somebody's hand. They don't have your future. They don't have your future. Government don't have my future. My future's in my heart. And it's been given to me through the Word of God.
That means the government can't stop it.
That's exactly right.
Hallelujah. If you got your dependence on the government, they can stop it. But even at that, Bill, it still works because you believe the government is the source. So you say the government is the source. And you begin to say what they say.
Yep.
And that's the fence that gets built up around you. And that's what comes out of your mouth. That's what you got.
Well, let's look then at Proverbs chapter 4 then. Proverbs chapter 4. So he's saying here in Proverbs chapter 4, and look here at verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now, I took that word issues. I looked it up in the concordance. It said in the Hebrew, boundaries, borders, or forces come out of the heart. So it says keep it. And that word keep there means guard it. So you need to guard your heart.
What translation is it says guard or protect your heart? Where this says all diligence with all your might. It's that important.
It's that important. Because whatever comes in there, especially if it gets in there in abundance, it will control your life.
Yeah, it will.
Yes, sir. It'll control your life. So, but the good news is that he's put a believer in this earth so that nobody can keep us from our destinies but us. And that's the good news. God made it that way. So
let me ask you a question. When did the revelation of the fact really take root in your life? That the color of your skin couldn't hold you back and the color of somebody else's skin couldn't stop you?
You know, I think when I was in the military, I began to say, wait a minute, I can fly just as good as anybody else in here. I can do these things and so forth. And I began to think about it then. I said, now, it seems like to me that some folk don't make it because I said it's more than just maybe somebody doesn't like you. I think it has to do with what you feel on the inside. So I begin to talk about my own stuff. Well, I don't believe anybody can stop me. That's what I used to say. Well, I didn't have anything really grounding because I wasn't, you know, in
there. That didn't keep it from working.
That didn't keep it from working.
You believed it.
I did not think anybody.
Well, one thing about it, though, you had Booker T. Washington.
And the Tuskegee Airmen.
And the Tuskegee in your background.
That's right. That's true.
Which made all the difference.
It made all the difference. See, and I had seen that against the odds success. And so it had something to do with that. But I got in this thing here and I got loaded up and started listening to Brother Hagin. You can have what you say and confession brings possession and start that. Wait a minute. And I started studying this. I said, well, now a good man out of the good deposit of their heart brings forth good things. I said, well, my future is in my heart, not in his hands.
Yeah.
Well, if that be the case, and if God be for me, no one can stand against me. Hey, I'm going for it. Boom. Just you name it. And notice, now I can walk in love, and I can just, you know what I'm saying? Because there's just nothing can stop me. No bitterness can build up in here.
Because they can't stop you anyway.
They can't stop me anyway.
Well, I see that, man. I see that.
And people who are in the church must know this principle.
There's something else here. Let me bring it back down more narrow than that.
Okay.
Most of the white community in the church don't realize that their skin color's stopping them. Because if you're going to put value in your color,
that's correct.
Instead of in your work.
That's correct.
You ain't going nowhere.
That's correct. You have built the fence in your life.
And when you put mm-hmm. another man down because of his color or anything else. Any kind of division that signal mm-hmm. divide the house mm-hmm. and conquer mm-hmm. is what he's trying mm-hmm. to do. So out of a wicked heart is a heart of unbelief.
That's
we established
correct.
That yesterday, right?
That's
from
correct.
The third and fourth
that
chapters of Hebrews. So it's not... It doesn't come from your ethnic background. Now, what's in your heart can come from how you were raised
that's right.
and
that's correct.
The ideas, the right. natural right. ideas right. that somebody
yeah.
put in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's the reason only thing you can trust the Word of God.
Right here.
And if you're standing up for your race or I'm standing up for my race, You whipped already, man. The first place you're going to get in a war, you can't win because the devil's going to whip you every way you can get with.
Because it's still not founded on the Word of God.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah.
It's got to be founded on the Word of God. I don't care who you are.
So I'm looking back at you. I can see this little guy coming out of Tuskegee and hear all this history behind it.
Yeah.
And oh, man, and the overcoming power that these people had. And then you get to looking at their lives and you see how come.
That's it.
And I can see you just coming out of there and you got your mind made up, but then you got over in here and your purpose took hold.
My Lord.
Oh, Bill, I see it with all my heart. I see it. Nobody can stop you, man.
Nobody.
Everything going to be all right.
Everything going to be all right. And it brings joy to you because when you know no one can stop you from reaching your destiny but you, what a comfort that gives to me in terms of my ability to live in this earth with some joy and don't have to be mad, don't have to, you know what I mean? I can just go where I want to go, and as God sends me, nobody can stop it.
Praise God. One of the most joyous times I ever had in my life was preaching with you in Africa.
Is that that's yeah. I blew with that in
there? And you and I, oh Lord, we had such a time in there. And I thought about it. I thought, isn't this marvelous thing that God has done
in Africa, preaching
the team that God has built.
That's exactly right.
Out of Creflo and you and me and Jerry Savelle and Keith Butler. And then here comes guys like Elson Bennett coming out the Navajo Reservation, man, so full of fire and full of God and got the word in his mouth. And here he comes. 7 years old, Jerry and I preached a meeting out there. And he said, I'm going to be a faith man like Jerry Savelle and Kenneth Copeland. And I get big. And man, he is. And to see God step us all out here on this revelation.
Yeah.
Together.
Now let's just prove something here.
Enjoy that, man.
I feel that there's maybe an international audience needs to hear that. Let's go to Acts chapter 10, please. Acts chapter 10. Now we're talking about this because this has to be preached because we're talking about living without limits and training for reigning in this hour. Look what it says here in verse 34. And Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation.
Bill, let me ask you. Does that word nation right there, I've never looked it up in this particular verse, is that ethnos?
Ethnos.
Yeah.
Every ethnic.
Every people group. People. Oh, brother.
In every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him, or a translation of that, has the same access to his blessing.
Oh, man. That settles that.
Same access in every nation. In every nation. This is what an important scripture. And if you go back here to to Romans chapter 3. And over in Romans chapter 3, I'm on a roll here, Brother Copeland.
Go ahead.
In Romans chapter 3, and he says in verse 3, "For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God of without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, and every man be a liar."
Glory be.
He'll prove his
word. God has forbidden that.
He has forbidden that.
So that, you can't make that work.
No.
He can't stop my faith.
I think for us to take his word and then act contrary to his word is dishonoring to him. You think about it.
If you didn't refuse to speak certain words, just out of respect for Jesus.
That's just true, isn't it?
It would work for you.
Yeah, that's true.
It would be a base to build on.
To build on. Just out of respect to him.
Well, you honor him, he'll honor you.
He'll honor you.
Yes, sir. I don't need to be using death to express myself.
You mean dying to go?
Yeah. My feet are killing me. They ain't done it. You're lying. If you wasn't lying, you'd have fell dead. But now I'll tell you what, you build that over a period of time, then you build that kind of thing in you.
That's exactly right.
The time when you need life the most, you'll say death.
And you know, when you start taking people and training them in this thing, it's almost like you got to unravel some of that first. You know, it's like it's in here in such quantity until you... It takes them a while to get from that side over into this side because you're busy unraveling the momentum that they built up with that kind of force coming out of their spirit. And it takes just a little bit longer. And that's why people have to stay in there, because in Matthew 15, he says, "Every tree in you which the Heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up."
Shall be rooted up, yeah.
And see, he's planning to root that old image.
There's that... most dangerous type of that is religious tradition that gets built up in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord here recently, in my spirit, I hear him over and over and over again calling that religious correctness.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I say something because it's religiously correct. Mm. No matter what the Bible says, Brother Copeland, but you know, which is false humility.
Yes.
And I'm saying the wrong stuff. I'm not receiving what Jesus did for me. In fact, in a lot of cases, you're insulting the cross when you say it. Everybody's just an old sinner saved by grace. You're magnifying the sin instead of the grace.
Grace, exactly.
I'm not an old sinner.
My goodness.
I make mistakes, but I repent, man. I'm not an old sinner. I got saved by grace. He didn't leave me like I was.
And I no longer have the sin nature inside.
No, so I need to get those words out of my mouth.
Because they're building something in my heart that's not true.
It's very dangerous, isn't it?
Let's look at Psalm 39. Psalm 39. Now, the thing that we're here doing is, I have a desire to get people to start associating what they say with where they go in life.
Oh, yeah.
You see.
There's a darkness gap in there.
There's a darkness gap in there. It's a mystery to them.
Satan don't want you to find a seed.
No,
because if you find a seed, you can dig it up. Yeah.
You get this mouth right, and you can control the whole body.
And that's what Scripture says.
That's what it says in James.
Mm-hmm.
Look what it says here in Psalm chapter 39. "I said I will take heed," verse 1, "to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me."
My goodness sakes, man. Isn't that powerful, powerful?
Yes, sir.
To me, that gets stronger every time.
Yes, indeed. See, "I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with the bridle while the wicked is before me." The enemy is waiting on those wrong words.
You know, Bill, this was written by David.
Mm-hmm.
He knew this before he ever attacked Goliath.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
He said it. That's good. Said certain things to the king.
That's right. That's right.
No, he said, I'll kill him.
I'll kill him. He sure did.
And then he gave base for it. He said, that uncircumcised Philistine is no different from a lion and a bear. And I'll bring him down.
And somebody say he confessed it five times before he did it.
Yeah. And then he come up against Goliath, and boy, the devil started talking, calling him, nothing calling him, just a...
That sure did,
you send this dog out here in front of me, this child, yeah, there's nothing, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But boy, when David started talking, man, I'm telling you, and he kept getting stronger, and he kept getting stronger, stronger.
He sure did. But Goliath, but Saul said, now, wait a minute. This big man has been trained in war from his youth. You've never been in war. How are you going to defeat him?
And Saul was a warrior.
He was a warrior, man,
and he didn't want to go out there against
the
guy.
He was a warrior. But notice the power of words.
Mm. Oh, thank you, Lord. Here's another thing. Mm. Well, Goliath represents the devil this Babylonian system we live in.
Yeah.
And we've pulled that story down, and we watched Hollywood mess it up and all that. Like it all happened one day.
Yes, that's true.
But that devil come out there every day, twice a day for 6 weeks, brother. He kept saying the same thing to him until the whole army hid in holes.
See, protect your heart.
He had them all hidden.
He sure did.
They were saying the same thing he said.
That's exactly right.
David come out there and had something different to say. Mm. And then when he started talking, the devil never got another word in. What Satan said that's the last word Goliath ever uttered.
David said, this day
and it
will
was
the Lord deliver you into my hand.
And it was over.
Not next week or next month.
And then he went worldwide, and the whole world going to know he's a God in Israel. I'm going to take your head, Bubba.
Wow.
I'm going to take you down today. Amen. Oh, brother. Thank you, Jesus. We out of time.
Praise God.
Amen. And Brother Bill, I'll be back in just a moment here.
Confession is considered admitting to something, but for the believer, confession is the way we draw from heaven to change the earth. Confession is speaking God's word in faith. The law of confession is a spiritual law designed to equip you with the ability to use your words as a creative force to speak God's plan into existence. Dr. Bill Winston's book, The Laws of Confession, teaches you how to make the words of your mouth a creative force that will make God's blessing a reality in your life and establish His kingdom on earth. We are created to reign and have dominion. However, with that power comes great responsibility. Dr. Winston's book, Training for Reigning, reveals the keys to releasing your potential and establishing a lifestyle of no limits. Discover how to harness the power of your potential and place a demand on the promise within you. Together, the laws of confession and training for reigning are the Unleashing Your Potential package. It's time to expose who you really are. Order the Unleashing Your Potential package today at a special 30% savings. This essential package for the new year includes two books by Bill Winston, The Law of Confession and Training for Reigning, both for just $20. For additional product discounts and 48-hour processing, order the Unleashing Your Potential package online at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-600-7395. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland, go to kcm.org.
Once the Spirit of God opens the eyes of your understanding from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, you find out that men and women are saved, healed, and prospered by hearing, believing, and speaking words. Mm. Now, 10th chapter of Romans. Righteousness, which is of faith, speaks on this wise. So faith talks, doesn't it?
Yes,
righteousness speaks. And he says, he comes on down here and says in verse 9, if you will confess, or if you will say with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. You will be taken out of the kingdom of darkness and put into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And that is Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 and 13.
Right.
Makes that statement.
Yes, sir.
So, with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with mouth words are made unto salvation. The Scripture, what is the Scripture? Words, God's words put in a form that we can handle, read, put in our mouth and say, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. There is no difference between the Jew or the Greek. We just read that today. God's no respecter of person. If you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or if you've had this nagging wondering about it, if I died, would I go to hell or heaven? Well, let's settle it forever. Praise God. Pray this with Brother Bill and me. Oh, God in heaven, I believe with all my heart. Say it out loud. I believe with all my heart. God raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I repent of sin. I renounce the past. I renounce the devil and everything he stands for. And I receive my forgiveness and my cleansing from all unrighteousness. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I receive now. In Jesus' name. If you prayed that with us today, let me know. I'll send you this little book to get you started reading your Bible. I'll send it to you free and postpaid. This is the Word of Life. We'll see you tomorrow. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries' prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information, go to kcm.org.